One of the most visited exhibits at the Smithsonian Institution is the red slippers worn by Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz. There are actually more than one pair, but when one set was stolen back in 2005, it began a story that would take well over a decade to solve. That tale is this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
In August of 2005, one set of ruby-red slippers worn by Judy Garland in The Wizard of Oz was stolen while on loan at the Garland Museum in Grand Rapids, Minnesota.
The museum did not receive one phone call in 13 years from the local police or the FBI.
John Kell says it was a cold case, but then one local detective made it his mission to find those multi-million-dollar slippers.
The sting was set up in Minneapolis. Our local detective solved the case, not the FBI. That's a very important point. Brian Matson, a local detective, inherited the cold case.
He posed as an interested buyer, making contact with someone connected to the theft. When he was close to breaking the case, he had the FBI assist with the arrest in Minneapolis in 2018. Hollywood memorabilia collector Michael Shaw owned the slippers and had loaned them to the museum. He eventually received the famous shoes back from the FBI and then took them to auction. John's museum hoped to purchase them.
They were sold last December 7th in Dallas, Texas for $29 million. We were there. We had pledges up to $9 million, but we weren't even close.
And that sale easily broke the record sale for any piece of movie memorabilia.
Because it was six times the last auction record for a piece of Hollywood. Six times the amount of the Marilyn Monroe subway dress, which was $5.5 million.
The museum here in Grand Rapids shares the story of hometown girl Judy Garland, The Wizard of Oz, and the amazing tale of tracking down the stolen slippers. John has retired as curator, but still enjoys giving tours and telling the story of how this museum and the local police department finally got those shoes back. Traveling the countryside in Grand Rapids, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCrae.